here filing with the rest of the Democratic delegation, the Buckham County delegation.
Yes, I love my delegation.
So you must feel pretty optimistic about this group that you have as far as running for re-election.
Cautiously optimistic, okay? I love going to Raleigh with people that, you know, share my values and work so hard and care about the same things I care about. So we work really well together. And anything I can do to help us go back, that's why I'm here.
And was this your idea to have everybody kind of come in together?
You know, I think we kind of all, believe it or not, came to that idea. I called Susan and she said, oh, I was just going to call you. And then I called Brian and it just seemed like a natural thing to do.
And this is the first time you guys have done this? Like kind of
yes.
Show
yes.
United Front kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, why did you decide to go back?
Well, I love the job, and I am very, very concerned about the direction this General Assembly is going. First, locally, Buckham County still has a target on our back. They're going after our wonderful courts. We do great work. I don't know why they have a problem with that, but they seem to. They're still not getting us where we need to be education-wise, and we need to start paying attention to, again, to bring in good jobs, quit with the social issues, and figure out how to bring high-quality jobs to Buncombe County.
What do you think about the class size bill?
I was very disappointed that it wasn't a clean bill. We need to do that. But what they did it in a conference committee report. That means it can't be amended. And they put other things on it that could clearly be unconstitutional as a way to intimidate the governor from bringing suit. Their objective seems to be to keep Governor Cooper from being a good governor. And that's not a good thing for North Carolina. That's kind of a weird objective to have. They need to let him do his job. But they fight him tooth and nail on everything. And this bill does that. He helped negotiate a remediation fund that would be there to remediate any damage that might be done by the construction of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. They've taken that away from him. They've given it to education. Now, we need to fund education. I'm all for funding of education. But that wasn't their money to take. That doesn't really even belong to the state of North Carolina yet. It was a negotiated contribution from the developers of the pipeline to just say, we are committed to doing this right, and we're going to fund forward so that if something goes wrong, the money's there to fix it. And they've taken that money away just to stick a thumb in the eye of the governor. That's not a good thing to do.
So it puts you in a really tough position.
Yes, it does. Puts the governor in a tough position. And that is why I voted against that bill. Of course, we need to fix the class size thing. And I love more money for pre-K. We need to get rid of the waiting list for pre-K. But that ought to be a no-brainer.
Are you expecting to have a strong opponent this go round?
You know, we never know. People are excited, okay? I had an opponent my first election, and I had a libertarian my second election. I could have both this time or more. We've made it a little bit easier for third parties to get involved. I think that's a good thing. So I'll know in 2 weeks.
But you're feeling optimistic, though?
I am looking forward. I think it's a good thing to have opposition because that means that people have a choice. Choice is important. And it also means that I get held accountable for what I've done and what I hope to do. And so I'm actually hoping to have an opponent.
Do you think that the Democrats have a good chance of gaining some seats in this election?
I think it's really, really likely we'll gain seats. I think it's also likely that we'll be able to sustain a veto, at least in the House, maybe even the Senate. I'm encouraged because of the quality of the candidates. People are stepping up that wouldn't have considered this previously because they see now how important it is, particularly women. We announced four women candidates just this week out of the North Carolina Democratic Senate caucus. And I haven't met all of them yet, but I've met three of the four, and they're brilliant, wonderful women with deep roots in their community that are in it for the right reasons.
And we have Lillian's List here today.
Lillian's List is, you know, I was on the board of Lillian's List. I love Lillian's List, and it's named for Lillian Exum Clemens, who was a Buncombe County attorney who was elected to the General Assembly before women had the vote. And I love that story too. And they've been, they worked to get women elected to the General Assembly, and that's their main mission, but they'll train women across the board for any position.